And it's time for Graham Pascoe's Morning Music. I'm going to have a couple of hours, or almost a couple of hours of music to entertain you. In today's program, I'll be playing recordings from people including Gordon McRae, Liza Minnelli, Janet Seidel and Jesse Matthews, Bing Crosby, Ella Fitzgerald and Gene Kelly. And in the second half of the program, rather than play a recording by a singer of renown, I'm going to play many recordings and talk about a musical production of renown.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. All the cattle are standing like statues. All the cattle are standing like statues. They don't turn their heads as they see me ride by. But a little brown maverick is winking her eye. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. All the sounds of the earth are like music. All the sounds of the earth are like music. The breeze is so busy, it don't miss a tree. And old weeping willow is laughing at me. Full day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. Oh, what a beautiful day.
Gordon McRae sang, "Oh, What a Beautiful Morning," written by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II for their first collaboration, Oklahoma. And it opened in 55. That was when the film was made in which Gordon McRae was one of the stars. Before Richard Rodgers collaborated with Oscar Hammerstein II, he wrote music with lyrics by Lorenz Hart, and here's one of their compositions.
Blue moon, you saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Suddenly appeared before me, the only one my arms could ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, "Please adore me." And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Slide again, a little ride again. I appeared before me, the only one my arms could ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold blue. Love of my own. I'll take a chance on blue moon.
Most interpretations of blue moon are ballads, slow tempos. But that one by Liza Minnelli was lively, wasn't it? Blue Moon, Liza Minnelli, very successful actress and singer, received numerous awards, and one of her successful movies was the 1970 version of Cabaret.
Chicago way. He had a funky style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted the band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot-dilly-a-toot. He blows it eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie-woogie bugle, he was busy as a bzzz bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump way to the bar. He's a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Toot 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 da toot da toot toot. He blows it eight to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. The company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Every night, and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet, because they know how he plays. When someone gives him a beat, he really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
The Andrews Sisters were accompanied as usual by the orchestra of Vic Schoen in that recording of Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, written by Hugh Prince and lyrics by Don Ray for a movie in 1941. It was nominated as the best film song from 1941. I played that one because today's the anniversary of the birth of songwriter Don Ray in 1929. He wrote the lyrics for Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy and the music for this song.
This lovely day will lengthen into evening. We'll sigh goodbye to all we've ever had. Alone where we have walked together, I'll remember April and be glad. I'll be content. You loved me once in April. Your lips were warm, and love and spring were new. But I'm not afraid of autumn and her sorrow, for I'll remember April and you. The fire will dwindle into glowing ashes, for flames and love live such a little while. I won't forget, I won't be lonely. I'll remember April, and I'll smile.
The American singer Merv Griffin accompanied Freddie Martin's orchestra in that recording of Remember April, music by Don Ray, lyrics Gene DePaul. That was a hit for Bing Crosby in 1948. One of my favourite Australian singers is Janet Seidel. She's now about to entertain us with a song titled The Sweetest Sounds.
The sweetest sounds I'll ever hear are still inside my head. The kindest words I'll ever know are waiting
sound. Janet Seidel and pianist Kevin Hunt were featured in that recording made in Sydney in 1997 of The Sweetest Sounds, written by Richard Rodgers for a 1962 Broadway show called No Strings. In March 1907, a British singer who became an international superstar was born. I refer to Jesse Matthews. I'm going to play a recording now of Jesse Matthews singing a song which was written as part of the score for The King and I by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II.
Whenever I feel afraid, I hold my head erect and whistle a happy tune so no one will suspect I'm afraid. While shivering in my shoes, I strike a careless pose and whistle a happy tune, and no one ever knows I'm afraid. The result of this deception is very strange to tell, for when I fool the people I fear, I fool myself as well. I whistle a happy tune, and every single time the happiness in the tune convinces me that I'm not afraid. Make believe you're brave, and the trick will take you far. You may be as brave as you make believe you are. You may be as brave as you make believe.
Be afraid again. While shivering in my shoes, I strike a careless pose and whistle a happy tune, and no one ever knows I'm afraid. The result of this deception is very strange to tell, for when I fool the people I fear, I fool myself as well. I whistle a happy tune, and every single time the happiness in the tune convinces me that I'm not afraid. Make believe you're brave, and the trick will take you far. You may be as brave as you make believe you are. You may be as brave as you make believe you are.
I whistle a happy tune from The King and I, sung by Jesse Matthews. She also sang another song from the score.
Was streaked with white, and the soft mist of England was sleeping on a hill. I remember this, and I always will. There are new lovers now on the same silent hill, looking on the same blue sea. And I know Tom and I are a part of them all, and they're all a part of Tom and me. Hello, young lovers, whoever you are, I hope you're your troubles are few. All my good wishes go with you tonight. I've been in love like you. Be brave, young lovers, and follow your star. Be brave and faithful and true. Cling very close to each other tonight. I've been in love like you. I know how it feels to have wings on your heels and to fly down a street in a trance. You fly down a street on the chance that you'll meet, and you meet not really by chance. Don't cry, young lovers, whatever you do. Don't cry because I'm alone. All of my memories are happy tonight. I've had a love of my own. I've had a love of my own, like yours. I've had a love of my own.
Another song from The King and I, Hello, Young Lovers, sung by Jesse Matthews, accompanied by the orchestra of Jeff Love, British Orchestra of Jess Love. The next song was introduced in a Broadway show called Bye Bye Birdie in 1960. Da-da, 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 da-da.
Gray skies are gonna clear up, put on a happy face.
Brush off those clouds and cheer up.
You got it.
Put on a happy face.
And take off that gloomy mask of tragedy.
Yeah.
It's not your style.
No, it's not your style. You look so good that you'll be glad you decided to smile, darling. Pick out a pleasant outlook.
Okay.
Stick out that noble chin.
You know how to tell them. Yeah. Wipe off that full of doubt look, slap on a happy grin, and spread sunshine all over the place.
Put on a happy face.
Take it. Uh-huh. Put on a happy face.
Skies are gonna clear up, put on a happy face.
Brush off the clouds and cheer up.
Cheer up.
Put on a happy face.
Jump up a lift.
And if you're feeling cross and bickerish, don't sit and whine.
Just think about banana splits and licorice. You'll feel fine.
We knew a girl so gloomy, she'd never laugh or sing.
I knew that girl. She'd never listen to me. Now she's a mean old thing. She's mean.
So spread sunshine.
Moni Bennett and James Taylor recorded Put On a Happy Face in 2006, written in 1960 for the Broadway show Bye Bye Birdie. The next selection that you'll hear was a song nominated in 1945 for the Best Film Song of the Year.
Us so near while apart. I'm not alone in the night when I can have all the love you write. I memorize every line. I kiss the name that you sign, and darling, then I read again right from the start, love letters straight from your heart. From the start, love letters straight from your heart.
Love Letters, sung by Dick Hames, written by Edward Heyman and Victor Young. In the 1930s, the Warner Brothers studio made a number of movies with the Gold Diggers title. In 1935, Al Dubin and Harry Warren wrote a number of songs for the Gold Diggers of 1935. I'm going to play a couple of them.
Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway, the hip-hooray and ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway. The rumble of a subway train, the rattle of the taxis, the daffodils who entertain, and Angelo's and Maxie's. When the Broadway baby says goodnight, it's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night, baby. Good night, milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby, sleep tight. Let's call it a day. Oh, come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway, the hidey-eye and boop-a-doo, the lullaby of Broadway. The band begins to go to town and everyone goes crazy. You rock-a-bye your baby round till everything gets hazy. Hush-a-bye, I'll buy you this and that, you hear a daddy say. And baby goes home to her flat to sleep all day. Good night, baby. Sleep tight, milkman's on his way. of old Broadway. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight. Let's call it a song of love, the moon above makes the music, the words are in my heart. My lips may be afraid to serenade you tonight, but the words are in my heart. Roses red in red them are swaying, and like my heart, they're tenderly saying, my dear, I love you so, and even though I can't say it, the words are in my heart.
Al Dubin and Harry Warren wrote the songs for the Gold Diggers of 1935, which starred Dick Powell. He sang both of the songs that I played for you. One was The Lullaby of Broadway. He also sang The Words Are In My Heart in the film, but I played a recording by Eddie Duchin's orchestra with vocalist Lou Sherwood. Well, the two songs that you heard last were written in 1985, and the next one you'll hear was introduced in 1885.
A wandering minstrel I, a thing of shreds and patches, of ballad songs and snatches, and dreamy lullaby. My catalogue is long through every path, ranging, and to your humors changing, I tune my supple song, I tune my supple song. Are you in sentimental mood? I'll sigh with you. Oh,
sympathetic tears my cheeks bedew. It's cut and dry. For wherever a country's banner may be planted, all of the local banners are defied. Our warriors in serried ranks assemble, never quail or they conceal it if they do. And I shouldn't be surprised if nations tremble before the mighty troops, the troops of T.T. Poole.
We shouldn't be surprised if nations tremble, tremble with alarm before the mighty troops, the troops of T.T.
And if you call for a song of the sea, we'll heave the capstan on. With a yaw heave ho, for the wind is free. Her anchor's a trip and a helm's a lee. Hurrah for the homeward bound.
Yaw ho, heave ho, hurrah for the homeward bound.
To lay aloft in a howling breeze may tickle a landsman's taste, but the happiest star a sailor sees is when he's down at an inland town with his Nancy on his knees. Yaw ho. And his arm around her waist.
Then at the captain, off we go, as the victor swings us round. With the old heave-ho and a rum below, a rum for the homeward bound. With the old heave-ho and a rum below, yo-ho, heave-ho, yo-ho, heave-ho, 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 yo-ho.
A wandering minstrel I, a thing shreds and patches of ballad songs and snatches and dreamy lullaby and dreamy
Wandering Minstrel Eye, written by Gilbert and Sullivan for the operetta The Mikado, first performed at the Savoy Theatre in London in 1885. The singer was Kenny Baker and, of course, a chorus.
Come and meet those dancing feet, Taking you to 42nd Street. Hear the beat of Dancing Feet. It's the song, the love, and melody of 42nd Street. Little misses from the 50s in a 7th Suite. Dolls and ladies from the 80s, give yourself a treat. Side by side, they're glorified. Where the whole world meets success and defeat.
new guy, all along and up and down the street. Lovely lady from the 80s,
give yourself a treat.
All those couples trotting side by side, everybody walking there satisfied. Where the whole world meets success and defeat.
Seems to act just like a drug. You're getting to be a habit with me. Let me stay in your arms. I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think your love was something that I could take or leave alone. But now I couldn't do without my supply. I need you for my own. Oh, I can't break away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me. Can't break it. You're getting to be a habit with me. I just can't break away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me. Can't break it. You're getting to be a habit with me.
You're getting to be a habit with me and 42nd Street, written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin for a motion picture titled 42nd Street in 1933. The version of the title song that I played for you was by the Boswell Sisters with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, and then Bing Crosby with Guy Lombardo's orchestra sang You're Getting to Be a Habit with Me. The next one is a title song from a 1952 film, and it became a very big hit for Jane Froman in 1952 with A Song in My Heart. The song had been written back in 1929 by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart. I'm going to play a recording of the song by Ella Fitzgerald.
Though I know that we meet every night, couldn't have changed since the last time. To my joy and delight, it's a new kind of love at first sight. Though it's you and it's I all the time, every meeting's a marvelous pastime. You're increasingly sweet, so whenever we happen to meet, I greet you with a song. just a song at the start, but it soon is a hymn to your grace when the music swells. I'm touching can I help but rejoice that a song such as ours came to be? But I always knew I would live life through with a song.
Fitzgerald was accompanied by the orchestra of Bunny Brigman in that recording with a song in my heart. The recording was made in about 1956, I think. The song had been written, as I said, in 1929 by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart.